From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some doctors are saying that a football player who suffered a catastrophic spinal cord injury on Sunday may, in fact, walk again. And they're crediting a technique called moderate hypothermia, where ice-cold saline solution is run through a patient's veins to cool the nervous system. Kevin Everett of the Buffalo Bills dropped face-first to the ground after a tackle and was taken off the field on a backboard. Doctors called his injury life-threatening. Now the doctor who operated on Everett reports that he is moving his arms and legs. Dr. Barth Green is a consultant to the doctors treating Kevin Everett. Dr. Green is co-founder of the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis. It's a research center at the University of Miami's Medical School. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And Dr. Green, we should make clear that you are not treating Kevin Everett yourself. You're talking with his doctors, though. What are they telling you?
Well, as of yesterday evening, they told me that when he was lifted out of his sedated state, he was moving his arms and legs much more than ever hoped for, and good enough that Dr. Cappuccino felt he had a good chance to walk out of the hospital.
This is Dr. Andrew Cappuccino. He's the Bills orthopedist.
He sure is. He's a spine specialist.
Now, I'm curious about this because Dr. Cappuccino himself has not come out and talked as optimistically as you are right now. And in fact, on Monday, he was quite cautious. He used words like bleak and dismal. Are you way far ahead of the surgeons on this?
No, but the difference is that Cappuccino gave that information before he woke up, Kevin, and really was able to carefully examine him. People that have good movement in the legs and arms so soon after a catastrophic injury as Kevin suffered have a very good chance of walking.
Let's talk about this treatment, this moderate hypothermia that we mentioned before. How does it work?
Well, it's almost like putting an ice pack on your bruised arm or leg. It limits the amount of damage. Dr. Cappuccino put an ice pack over the spinal cord of Kevin Everett. And what he did it through systemically cooling his blood, which in turn lowered the spinal cord temperature to about 92 degrees Fahrenheit. And that allowed the spinal cord to heal and to prevent further damage. The process, the self-destruction that occurs when the brain or spinal cord are badly damaged, was halted immediately because within 15 minutes of his injury, which is record time, Dr. Cappuccino flowed ice saline into the veins in the ambulance on the way to the hospital and continued that treatment when he was in the emergency room and operating room. And when he got to the ICU, he installed a special system which maintained his temperature for the next 48 hours. And when we spoke to him yesterday, it was after he was slowly lifting him out of that sedated state and raising his temperature that he noted, quite surprised, that he had this great movement recovery.
Have you seen results like this before, this dramatic?
Yes, I've seen them for a couple of years now. And what we've seen is that people are walking out who shouldn't walk out. But we haven't publicized it because of the fact it's not evidence-based medicine, which means you study hundreds of patients over several years and then you go out and recommend it to other people. The problem is we've got a treatment that we know works emotionally as physicians and human beings, but in a scientific sense, it would be wrong to publicize it widely. And most of what we do in medicine and surgery, honestly, is not based on evidence. It's based on what the last guy taught you or the art of medicine, not the science.
After you put the body in this hypothermic state, you obviously then have to re-warm it. Is there a danger there?
Oh, absolutely. The biggest danger to an acute injury to any organ is hyperthermia, is elevated temperature, because what it does chemically, it releases pharmacological agents called excitatory amino acids, which self-destruct the spinal cord or brain or heart. And so what the cooling does, it prevents the self-destruction from occurring. So it's a very potent treatment, even though it's not a medication. I'm sure if it was a medication, it would be much further along because it could be marketable. But ice is not very expensive, except in Miami, I guess.
Is there any risk, do you think, of raising other people's expectations for recovery from a catastrophic spinal cord injury?
Well, I think that there is an opportunity for people. Is it raising expectations, or should we just go around and say spinal cord injuries forever, people never get better, there's nothing you can do? Those are your two choices. Which would you take?
Dr. Green, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
Dr. Barth Green is co-founder of the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis. It's a research center at the University of Miami's Medical School. By the way, Kevin Everett's mother spoke publicly for the first time today. She told the Associated Press that her son has a strong will. She said, "He's not going to settle for this. You're all going to see a miracle."